You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of October, 2021. It's time for our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Grant Smith, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Grant.
Hello. How's it going today?
Well, the storms just keep on coming.
Yes, they do. It seems like one after another. And even in between each round of storms, the rain and clouds just stick around. So, yeah, it's definitely an active week, active pattern.
Anything unusual in this last set of storms that blew through last weekend?
Oh, nothing really. Oh, I mean, every storm now will be compared to the one that came in that first weekend of October. But this one did have some stronger wind gusts with it, early in the week. And they were mainly south of where you guys are at. But we had some strong wind gusts, some 60, even a couple of near 80 mile per hour wind gusts. So those are kind of impressive there. But the rain and the wind just keep coming. Looking ahead, still seeing more rain and wind on the way.
Yeah, okay. Short term, the next few days, that's what we're going to be seeing.
In the short term, as we finish out the week, as we go into Thursday and Friday, still seeing those rain showers and rain chances in the forecast. And then Friday night into Saturday, looks like the showers will become more and more spotty. So we might actually begin to see some breaks in the clouds. And right now we're going to call it, partly to mostly cloudy, but I wouldn't be surprised if that gets upgraded to start seeing a little more breaks in the clouds, or if that's end up what plays out. And then as we go into Saturday night into Sunday, things will begin to dry out. Ahead of the next front that will come in early next week, bringing in another round of wind and rain. So as far as the short-term forecast, still holding on to rain chances, but those rain chances and showers will become fewer and fewer as we go into the weekend. And Saturday and Sunday is looking a little bit, some potential for some drier weather.
Well, that's good news. What do you know about the system coming in early next week? Is that going to be another strong one?
Yes, we're starting to see, it is several days out. So at this point, we're kind of having to kind of blend all of the ideas of the computer models there. And what we're looking at is, another front coming in and then some strong winds. I think we're already starting to see some of those wind speeds of, gales out in the ocean. And so the question is just how will those strong winds kind of weasel their way in through the inner channels. And so we're not going to be surprised if we see some of those stronger winds feed those into the inner channels, as that's kind of the pattern that we've seen before. So definitely some strong winds, strong wind gusts, and some more moderate to heavy rain at times when that front does move through early next week. So we'll definitely keep an eye on it and keep you updated online and on our website. With every round of data we get through, we'll keep narrowing down the forecast until, the night before.
I guess on the plus side, I don't have to shovel any of this. There's no snow in the forecast, right?
Yes, at least not for your area. No, we did see some rain or some snow down by Heidelberg. They got about an inch to 2 inches there. Not Heidelberg, Hyder, Alaska got about an inch to 2 inches of snow. So that was definitely a surprise. And farther up north by Skagway, still seeing some snow in the higher elevations there. But as far as, down by the surface, nope, still looking at just rain.
Okay, thanks, Grant. Anything else for this week?
Not really. We could, temperature-wise, some people, folks are interested maybe in the temperatures. Highs will be in the low to mid 40s, and lows looking at dipping onto the to lower 30s there by a Friday night and Saturday. So it could get a little bit chilly during the overnight.
All right. Thanks for the time, Grant.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.